Invite you to stand with us as we get ready to worship God and give Him praise this morning. Before we sing one note, I want you to give Him a shout of praise from your spirit. I want you to praise Him in advance for what He's doing in this place. How many know the God that we serve is awesome? How many know the God we serve is great? If you know it, come on and give Him one more shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, my soul. this last part with me.
That fills this place today. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of us. So we lift our hand, just lift your hands in this place. We give you, we sing hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor you. There's none like you, Lord. You're welcome. You're welcome in our midst. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, as we worship the Lord like that, you sense His presence. Just fill this place. That changes everything, family. That goes from being just people gathered together for some fellowship. It goes to being the house of God. Goes to be where God can meet you right where you are, that He can touch your life, that He can meet every need. Those that are watching online, welcome this morning. There's no distance. If you just worship, you just lift your hands up before the Lord and worship Him, you'll feel His presence just fill right where you are. Father, we thank you for your presence, which changes everything. Changes everything. Right now is a time in the service where we have the opportunity to be prayed for. If there's something that you have a need and you'd like someone to pray with you, we have a prayer team that are filled with faith, that want to join their faith with yours. If there's something that you want us to pray about, if it's healing, if it's something in your family, if it's something you're dealing with, whatever it is, we're going to sing one more song. And you're welcome to just come forward. The prayer team will be here. They'll pray with you and agree with you. Those watching online, we're going to release our faith right now. Father, I just thank you for each and every person watching. Father, those that stretch their hearts out in faith right now, believing you for something in their lives, I just speak healing right now. I speak deliverance. I speak change into every situation. I just call those things to come into line right now in the name of Jesus. I command pain to go. I command disease to go. I command the trouble at home to stop right now in Jesus' name. We just release the power of God to flow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wherever you went teaching, healing, ministering, delivering. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place this morning. Amen. So if you need prayer, one more song, just come on forward and we're going to pray over you. And if you're not coming forward, we're going to sing a new song. It's a beautiful song. And just worship. Forget about anybody around you, what you sound like. Just the words will be up there. And just worship together with us this morning.
Let your kingdom come, come and fill the room, yeah.
Because in the natural, we have visitors in this place. In the natural, there are people that are standing here that just are watching and observing. But in the spiritual and in the supernatural, there are those that lift their hands and their hearts before the Lord, singing, "Holy, holy." And it takes you into the very presence of God. And when you're in the very presence of God, family, there's nothing like His presence. There's nothing like His presence. Lift your hands. Lift your hands before Him. Lift your heart. Just say, "I love you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence." There's a peace that comes when you get into His presence. There's a satisfaction and a contentment that comes when you get into His presence. We don't want to stand on the outskirts looking in. We want to get on the inside. He's inviting us onto the inside. He invites us onto the inside, family. When the word says that He's amongst us, He's amongst us. Reach out and get whatever it is that you need. Tell Him whatever it is you need to tell Him. We thank You for Your presence, Lord. We are so honored. We are so honored to be Your children. We are so honored to be in Your presence. We're so honored to be called Your church. We're so honored to have You amongst us, Lord. We glorify Your name in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Move along, move along. That's not what I want to do, but that's what I'm going to do. You gotta take time to get into the presence of God. You gotta take time. What it takes is you walk in here with a lot of things on your mind. You walk in here with a lot of different emotions going on. You sing a song, it's still there. You sing a second song, you sing a third song, and you start to switch off. Everything else starts to fade away, and your focus starts to turn on Him. And when your focus starts to turn on Him, everything starts to change. Everything starts to change. No matter what you're going through, everything starts to change. That's the supernatural. And family, if we don't lean on the supernatural, if we don't turn to the supernatural, we are missing out on what God has for us. Because there's something beyond what you see in the natural. Today, you see something presented well. You'll hear a message that'll speak to you and encourage you. But there's something to tap into that is life-changing. that'll bear you up through every storm, that'll carry you through every hard time, that'll lift you up when you think you can't go on, that'll strengthen you when you feel as weak can be, that'll get you back on your feet when you've fallen and you think you can't get up, that'll take care of you when you think there's nobody, when you think you're on your own. You'll have a sense of the presence of God that'll satisfy you like nothing on this earth. There's a presence of God that is available, and it takes our heart crying out to the Almighty God, shutting out everything, what we get from our partner, what we get from our job, what we get from our kids, what we get from where we live is nothing in comparison. We lay down every treasure. We lay down every treasure. I lay down every treasure because there's nothing that compares to the presence of God. Father, let your presence fill this place. Let people feel what they've never felt before. Let them sense your presence in this place, Father, I pray. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, family. We don't come here just to see each other. I love seeing you, but I come here to meet with the Lord, right? How about you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, why don't you just turn and tell someone, I'm so glad to see you at Ascend Church today. Hallelujah. Wonderful to see you. I see some new faces. I see some faces I haven't seen for a while. Welcome. We're glad you're here today. Welcome to those that are watching online from all around the world. Just comment and let us know where you're watching from. We appreciate you joining in the service. Make yourself comfortable and enjoy your time with us. And to our Ascend Church members that are not back in church yet, we're praying for you. I miss you. We love you. We can't wait to see you again. Let us know if there's anything we can do for you. But welcome to each and every one of you. Our kids are meeting in kids' church, and every week they come out and they are getting a little piece of what it is to serve the Lord, what it is to know God, what it is to be around children that are serving God. And I'm so blessed by that. But I especially want to welcome today anyone who's visiting for the first time. And I know we have some new visitors, maybe come to support your family getting baptized today. So if you are here for the first time, we don't want to embarrass you in any way. We just, our ushers that are standing around have got a visitor pack. They just want to hand it to you where you're sitting. So if you're here for the first time, would you mind waving? God bless you. Come on, let's make them feel welcome. Welcome them. Anyone else, just wave your hand. Sometimes visitors are a little hesitant, but just wave it if an usher didn't get to you. In that visitor pack's a couple of things that for you. And one of the things we'd like to ask you to do is there's a card that says guest. If you just take a moment and fill that out. At the end of the service, we pass an offering bucket by. Just drop that guest card in for us. We really would appreciate it. Pastor Steve is going to try, I know, to get to say hi to you today. I will too. But if we don't, we'd like to just be able to give you a call. So thank you if you're visiting. Fill that guest card out. We'd just love to give you a call through the week. So thank you for doing that. And I just want to remind you that we have an attendance register that comes up the aisle. And it really helps us. Because, you know, the Bible says as pastors, you got to know the state of your flock. And so it really helps us to know if somebody's been missing. Sometimes we've had somebody not in church and we call them up and they've been in hospital and nobody knew about it. And so there's things like that happen. So if you wouldn't mind, as it comes by, just fill your name in. Just let us know you're here. If you haven't given us an email, just go ahead and give that. We would appreciate it. If you would like to receive our texts, There's a 31313 number. You just text ASCEND, the word ASCEND, A-S-C-E-N-D, to that, and you'll get our updates. So thank you for doing that. And then just want to tell you about the five different platforms that you can watch on. The first one is Facebook. And when you watch, go ahead and check in. Go ahead and share the live stream. We have far more people that watch online than we do in the service. That's just the age we live in. But it's also a great outreach. So if you share it, I've had people from my past. I've had cousins. I've had friends from high school watch the service just because I shared it. So go ahead and do that. There's Ascend, our website is ascendchurch.us. There's the Ascend app. If you'd like to access any of those, just there's a barcode in front of you. Just hover your camera of your phone over there and it'll take you straight to it. So thank you for doing it. YouTube is Ascend Church Jupiter. And of course on Fox 29 on Sunday mornings at 7:30. And we went out a few times last week. We bumped into people three or four times that said, hey, I've been watching you on TV. So there's another, it's an outreach. It's not to be on TV, it's to get the word of God out, right? So that's different ways. And I just want to remind you of our purpose. Our purpose at Ascend Church is, first of all, to help people to know God, to find freedom, to discover their purpose, and to make a difference with their life. Amen? Praise God. It's going to be a good word today. I have inside information.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, my darling. You do a wonderful job every Sunday, doesn't she? Does a wonderful job. Praise God. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see you today. Thank you. All those online, watching online, welcome. All of our we have some members watching online. We miss you. Glad you're watching us today. You know, I don't know how people go 2, 3, 4 weeks and don't come to church. It's just on me this morning. As I'm looking around and I'm seeing this one's not here and that one. Haven't seen this one in 3 weeks. Haven't seen that one in 4 weeks. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they stay out of church for 3 or 4 weeks. You know, you need to be in church every Sunday. Thank you for your great enthusiasm. You're here. You should be enthusiastic. You are here. You need to be here every Sunday. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In other words, the word of God is as important to you. In fact, it's more important to me than physical food. It's more important. And I've had people tell me, you know what? I'm not going anywhere other than Costco and Target and Walmart. That's the only place I go. So what you're telling me then is that it's your physical needs are much more important than your spiritual needs. And what people don't realize is you're teaching that to your children. When you take your children to Target and you take them to Costco and you take them to Disney World and you take them to the restaurant, but you don't bring them to church, what you're telling them is that that's more important than God. That's what you're telling them. And so when they come to a point where they're not interested in God, you can only blame yourself, because the scripture says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they grow old, they will not depart from it. Now, I've got 4 children. My oldest daughter is about to turn... Help me out here. No. You don't know. My other daughter will know. How old are you? You're about to turn? Nadine's about to turn 36. My oldest daughter, Robin's about to turn 38. My son's about to turn 33. And my youngest daughter's turning 29 this year. We've got 4 children. We've got 7 grandchildren. And all of my children are on fire for God. Every one of them. Every one of my children on fire for God. Now, I've got 2 kids in L.A. My oldest daughter's in Burbank. And my youngest daughter is in Hollywood. My son is in Miami. He leads worship for VU Church Miami. And I mean, God is doing great things at VU Church Miami. They just got 7 acres of property. They're announcing it today. I can announce it. Okay? They're announcing it today. I'm allowed to announce it. I've got all these people checking on me what I say. They're announcing it today. It's exciting. But what I'm trying to say to you is people sometimes tell me, Pastor Steve, how did you manage to get all your children all serving God? I tell you how I did it. I trained them in the way of the Lord they should go, and now that they're old, they didn't depart from it. For us on Sunday, going to church wasn't even a question. I don't feel good. Unless you are bedridden, honey, we're going to church. My kids were in church from 2 weeks old, and we train up a child in the way they should go. I just want to tell you right now that Jesus has got to be number one priority, and going to church should be a priority in your life. It's not something you do on occasion. It's something that you've got to do every week. Now, I'm talking to members of our church. If you're a visitor here today, I'm not really talking to you, although it applies, but I'm really talking to members of our church today that sometimes I don't see them for a month. They're not in church. You need to be here every single week. You know why? Because I guarantee you, every week I have something that you need to hear. Amen. So are you ready for God's word today? Now today we're excited because we're having water baptism. Right after service, we're going to go right out into the parking lot. We set up the water baptism pool. I want to thank all of the men who came to help me yesterday. Thank you for coming to help me set up the water baptism. When we got the pool set up, we noticed it had a little leak. There was water pouring out. Oh, Lordy. So Flex Seal. You ever heard of Flex Seal? You ever seen that on TV? Can I tell you, it works. We shot over to Walmart, got some Flex Seal. While the pool was filled with water, and we put it in on the inside, the outside patched up the hole. So thank you for all the helpers that come to help yesterday. And in fact, I want to say thank you to all of our servant leaders that's serving in church today. We really appreciate all of our servant leaders. I'm talking about all of our volunteers serving in the children's ministry today. The kids are having a great time back there. They're probably having a better time than we are in here. And then I want to thank all of the serving in the media department today. We appreciate our media so much. Our ushers and our greeters, we appreciate you so much. And and our worship team, our musicians and singers, we appreciate them so much. And the people who came and prayed before service, our prayers, we appreciate you coming to pray. Amen. So anyway, I want to ask, when we do water baptism, in case I forget, can I ask that we move the cars that are right next to the pool just to make space out there? So not now, but after service, if you park right out here by the baptism pool, just if you'd move it, right after the service, we're going to go change, get out there, baptize people. It's going to be great. Jesus said, go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 that when we are baptized into Christ's death. That as he was buried and rose from the dead, we symbolically are buried with him. As we come up out of that water, we are declaring that I am now a child of God. I'm a born again. I've dedicated my life to the Lord. It's no longer I who live. I'm a brand new person. My old life is gone. I'm living a brand new life. That's what water baptism is about. And that's what we're doing today. So we're going to get into God's word today. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad you're here today. Tell him you're looking good today. You are looking good. If nobody told you, this is the best looking church in Florida. If you don't believe me, just take a look around. I have people come to me. You have the most beautiful people I know. We've got a beautiful church. So you've got the best looking people in Florida. That's why you belong here, because you're good looking. Say, I belong here because I'm good looking. You are. Father, we thank you today, Lord, that you're so good to us. We thank you, Lord, for our church family, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your presence today. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit, for your word today. I pray, Lord, that you will speak to every life, to every heart today. I pray, Father, that you will bring understanding and revelation today. And Lord, I give you all the glory and praise. I make it known that I'm not trusting in myself, Lord. I'm trusting in you, that you will speak through me today in Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody said amen. Well, praise the Lord. Mark, you ready? Give me a thumbs up if you're ready. Wonderful. Did anybody see the television program this morning? You were up at 7:30 watching? No? No? I record it. I'm going to go home. This Sunday's program is called Real Love. It's from a couple of weeks ago. It was on this morning. So praise God. How do I usually start? Hi, I'm Steve Barry. I'm the pastor of Ascend Church here in Jupiter. If you live anywhere near Jupiter, I want to invite you. We'd love to have you come visit our church. I promise you, we have such friendly people. They'll make you feel so welcome, and your kids will have a great time at Ascend Kids Church. So we hope that we'll see you soon. Right, everybody? Yeah. Now, today, I want to speak about if you want it, you've got to say so. Tell your neighbor, if you want it, you've got to say so. A lot of people don't realize that your words have creative power. When you speak something out, you actually give life to what you're saying. It's one thing to believe you're blessed, and that's important. But let me tell you, when you begin to say it, it takes on a whole new meaning. I mean, that's when blessings come looking for you. The Bible tells us in Psalm 107 in verse number 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And the New Living Translation says, has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak it out. Speak it out. It doesn't say, let the redeemed of the Lord think so. Let the redeemed of the Lord believe so. Let the redeemed of the Lord hope so. That's all good, but you've got to take it one step further. And you've got to say so. If you're going to go to the next level, you've got to say so. Because, you know, the Bible tells us Jesus has redeemed us. We have been redeemed. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He became a curse for us. Now, what is the curse of the law that Christ redeemed us from? You can read about the curse of the law in Deuteronomy chapter 28. It lists all the blessings and the curses for keeping or breaking God's law. It talks about the blessings that come upon people when they keep God's law, and then the curses that come for breaking God's law. And the curses include sickness, all kinds of sicknesses. It includes poverty. It includes defeat, failure. And the Bible says Jesus redeemed us from the curse. That means I've been redeemed from sickness. I've been redeemed from poverty. I've been redeemed from failure. I've been redeemed from fear. That's what the Bible says. We now can live under God's blessing, not under the curse. But we have to say so. We have to declare what we've been redeemed from. Amen. If you're going to accomplish your dreams, if you're going to overcome an obstacle, or if you're going to break an addiction, you've got to start declaring it. It's got to come out of your mouth. That's how you give life to your faith. If you want to see blessings and breakthroughs in your life, you've got to say so. You've got to declare it. When God created this world, He didn't just think it into being. He didn't just believe it. He didn't just believe there would be light, there would be lands, there would be oceans, there would be animals. He had it in His heart, but nothing happened until God spoke. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, it says in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth, in verse 3 it says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. There was no light until God said, let there be light. And then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the waters from the waters. And it was so. And then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Are you getting the pattern here? Verse 14, then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let there be for signs and seasons and days and years. And it was so. And verse 20, then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. And it was so. And then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, the cattle and the creeping thing and the beasts of the earth according to its kind. And it was so. Every time God said it, then it happened. God's thoughts didn't set it into motion. His words did. And you know, it's the same principle for us today. You can believe all day long and not see anything happen. You can have faith in your heart. You can have big dreams. You can be standing on God's promises and never see anything change. What's the problem? Nothing happens until you speak. Instead of just believing that you're going to get out of debt, you got to say so. You got to declare every day, I'm coming out of debt. I'm the head and not the tail. I will lend and never need to borrow. That's what the Bible says in Job 22, verse 28. It says, you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. You declare it and it will be established for you. If you don't declare it, guess what? It doesn't get established. You have to declare it. When you speak, just like when God spoke, things begin to happen. Opportunities begin to find you. Good breaks, promotion, blessings, ideas begin to track you down. Instead of just thinking, well, I hope I get over this illness, Steve. I'm praying that I'll get better. That's good, but you got to take it one step further and start declaring, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I will live and not die with long life. God is satisfying me. God's restoring my health. By the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. That's what activates your faith. Instead of just hoping you have a good year or hoping you accomplish your dream, hope is good, but nothing happens until you speak. Before you leave the house every day, you should declare, 2021 is my year. I declare God will accelerate His plan for my life as I put my trust in Him. I thank you, Lord, I will accomplish my dreams faster than I thought possible. It won't take years to overcome that obstacle or get out of debt or meet the right person. God is giving me victory sooner than I think. He has blessings that will thrust me years ahead. This is my declaration. See, when you begin to talk like that, let me tell you, the angels go to work. Opening up new doors and lining up the right people and arranging things in your favor. When you say, well, nothing goes my way, nothing ever goes my way, that prevents God from being able to work in your life. All of us are hoping and believing and praying about something. I'm sure all of us are hoping for something, right? All of us are believing for something, right? But my question is today, are you giving life to your faith by speaking it out of your mouth? James 2 verse 26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. You see, your words give life to your faith. Moses understood this. Moses, in Psalm 91, he wrote this. He said, I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Now notice He said, I will say of the Lord, surely He shall do. The New Living Translation says it like this. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God. I trust Him. He will rescue me from every trap and protect me from every deadly disease. Now, I declare that. I've been declaring that the whole time since the pandemic broke in last year, February. I declare, I will say of the Lord, He protects me from every deadly disease. No disease can come near my body. You see, notice the connection. I will say, I will declare, and then He shall do. It doesn't say, I believe He will be my refuge and my fortress. No, the psalmist went around speaking it out. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my protector. I will say, and then He will do. You see, God became His fortress and His refuge as He began to declare it. See, God is saying, if you're bold enough to speak it, I'm bold enough to do it. Have you ever declared that your dreams are coming to pass? Have you ever said with your mouth, I will pay off my house. I will start my own business. I will get my degree. I will lose this weight. I will see my family restored. I am healthy. Have you ever declared that with your mouth? See, whatever God's put in your heart, it needs to get in your conversation. You've got to talk like it's going to happen. You've got to talk like it's already on the way. When I get married, not if I get married. When I graduate from college, not if I graduate. When I see my family restored, not if it's going to happen, but when it's going to happen. That's your faith being released. What's the opposite of Psalm 91? I will say of the Lord, and surely he shall. The opposite is, I will not say, and he will not do. I will say of the Lord, surely he will do, or I will not say of the Lord, and surely he won't do. See, that's the principle that I want you to get hold of today, that nothing happens until you speak. You know, when we lost our building over on Center Street a few years back, down on Center Street, I began to declare, we're going to get a better building. It's going to be in a better location. It's going to have half our mortgage payment. Thank you, Lord, you're fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord, you're making a way where I don't see a way. Because I had no idea where we'd ever get a building from. But I didn't just think about it or pray about it or believe it would happen. That's important, but I took it one step further and I just begin to declare it. I just begin to say, we're getting a better building. It's in a better location. And it's going to be half the mortgage payment. And you know what? Out of the blue, we got the miracle phone call from the owner of this building. And he called me, he said, I've got a building, I want to sell it to you. And here we are today. It was an absolute miracle. We didn't need a bank. He said, I don't have a mortgage, I'm going to finance it. God, just supernaturally, the funds came in for us to renovate this entire building. And we ended up with a better building, in my opinion, in a better location. And the mortgage is half what we were paying before. So let me tell you, your words are powerful. Amen. We said to the Lord, God, I know you're bigger than this obstacle. I know you're supplying all of our needs. I know if you are for us, who dare be against us, Lord? We declared it and God did it. I remember when we first started our church in Cape Town back in 1991. And we our first little building was on the second story above a little cafeteria. Cafeteria was above it on the second floor. And the building's about half full. And people would come late for church. I mean, they were renowned. You ever heard of, they call Africa time. But I found out there's Africa time, there's Caribbean time, there's all kinds of people late just say, well, you know, Africa time. And people would come late to church. And I would say, the day's coming. I would tell them, the day's coming. If you don't get here early, you won't find a seat. The day's coming. If you don't get here early, you're not going to find a seat. And you know that happened about a year later. The church just exploded. We could not fit the people in that building. We went to two services. We couldn't fit them in again. I declare the same thing's going to happen here in the name of Jesus. Listen, enjoy coming in late right now because the day is going to come. When if you don't get here before 10, you won't find a seat. And all the believers said, amen. Amen. And all the latecomers said, oh me. Here's my question to you. What are you saying of the Lord? Well, Steve, my problems are so big. My dreams, they just look impossible. My marriage, it's so messed up. We're never going to be restored. I just can't make it financially. I don't know, I'm never going to get over this sickness. No, don't talk about how big your problem is. Talk about how big your God is. When you say of the Lord, you're my healer, you're my way maker, you're my dream giver, you're my restorer, you're my vindicator. Lord, you're my provider, you're my healer, you're my peace, you're my victory. That's when God will show up. He'll do more than you can ask or think. Are you declaring victory over your life, over your family, over your career? Because remember, nothing happens till you speak. When you get up in the morning, you need to make some declarations of faith. Whatever God's put in your heart, declare that it's coming to pass in the name of Jesus. I declare God has a great plan for my life. I declare God is directing my steps. Even though I may not always understand how, I know my situation is not a surprise to God. He will work out every detail to my advantage. In His perfect timing, everything will turn out right. This is my declaration. He makes all things work together for my good. See, you've got to speak favor over your future. I declare over my children. My children will fulfill their destiny. Their gifts and talents will come out to the full. They will supersede anything that I have done. And you know, it's already happening, isn't it? I declare my kids will supersede what we have done. When you declare favor over your life and favor over your future, God will make things happen that never should have happened. Our attitude should be, I'm coming out of debt and I'm saying so. 2021 is my year and I'm saying so. I will overcome this obstacle and I'm saying so. What you keep saying, that's what you're moving toward. You may be struggling in your finances right now, but when you keep declaring, I am blessed, I am prosperous, I have the favor of God, everything I put my hand to, it prospers. My God supplies all of my needs. Let me tell you, every time you say it, you're moving toward increase. You're getting closer to seeing it come to pass in your life. Maybe you're facing a sickness and maybe it doesn't look good, but every time you declare, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm getting better. You're moving toward health and wholeness and victory. Or maybe you're struggling with an addiction today. Every time you declare, I am free, this addiction does not control me, you're moving toward freedom. You're moving toward breakthroughs. But here's the catch. This works in the negative as much as it works in the positive. Because if you're always saying, I'm so unlucky, I never get any good breaks. Nothing ever goes my way. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Then you're moving toward bad breaks. If you keep saying, my back's been hurting for years, I don't think I'm ever going to get well, you're moving toward more sickness and pain. If you say, I've been through so much, I don't think I'm ever going to be happy again, you're moving toward more sadness and discouragement. Listen to me. If you will change what you're saying, you'll change what you're seeing. If you'll change what you're saying, you'll change what you're seeing. The Bible says in Romans 4, verse 17, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. The Bible says God gives life to the dead and He calls things that do not exist as though they did. The Passion Bible says He calls into being things that don't even exist yet. God calls into being things that don't even exist. The Amplified Bible says, God speaks of non-existent things that He has promised as if they already existed. And the New Living Bible says, God creates new things out of nothing. See, that's what God did when He created the world. He just spoke it into existence. And God wants us to do the same things that He does. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, it says, we have the same spirit of faith that is described in the Scriptures when it says, first I believed and then I spoke in faith. So we also first believe and then we speak in faith. The Bible says we have got the same spirit of faith that God has. And we believe and then we speak in faith. Amen. In Isaiah 57, verse 19, God promises, He says, I create the fruit of the lips. Do you know that your lips produce fruit? Proverbs 18, verse 20, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its. Do you know that your words produce fruit in your life? Do you know the real truth of it? You are where you are right now because of the things you said over your life yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. I'm so thankful that I got hold of this revelation when I was 17 years old. Because from the time I was 17, I've been careful to speak life and not death, to speak blessing, to speak health. Amen. The Message translation of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 says this, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Don't know about you. I'd rather eat fruit than poison. because you can speak words of death, and you'll eat the fruit of your words. The Living Bible says, men have died for saying the wrong thing. Your words are powerful. You will literally, have you ever heard the saying, you're going to eat your words? Do you know that you literally are going to eat what you say? You're going to eat the fruit of your own words. Do you know that God cannot do more for you than what your words allow him to? God cannot do any more for you than what your words allow him to. See, often we do just the opposite of what God says. We call the things that are as if they're always going to be that way, instead of calling the things which are not as if they are. See, in other words, we just describe the situation. Oh, prices are so high, gas is going up, I don't know how I'm going to make it. You're calling in more struggle and lack. Listen, I don't want gas to go up, but I don't care if it goes to $20 a gallon. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If you say, I can't stand my job, my boss gets on my nerves, you're calling in more frustration and more defeat. You should be declaring, thank you, Lord, for giving me favor with my boss. Thank you, my boss likes me. I'm his favorite employee. He wants to promote me. She wants to promote me. Don't use your words to describe the situation. Use your words to change the situation. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said in Mark 11, verse 23, Jesus said, assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that the things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Jesus said, you're going to have what you say when you believe what you're saying. Jesus told us to speak to the mountain. He didn't tell us to speak about the mountain. Because most of the time, that's what we do. We talk about our problem instead of speaking to that problem. Jesus said, if we believe that the things that we say will be done, we will have whatever we say. So here's the question. What are you saying over your life? What are you saying over your life every day? Because if you want to know what you're going to be like 5 years from now, listen to what you're saying about yourself right now. Because you are literally prophesying your future. I declare 5 years from now, I believe I'm going to preach better than I do today. I believe I'm going to be stronger, I'm going to be healthier, I'm going to be wiser, and I'm going to be better looking than I am today. Someone said, Pastor Steve, you believe in miracles, don't you? Yes, I do. The Bible says, my youth is being renewed like the eagles. Amen. Every time you say it, you're moving toward it. But if you're always saying, oh, I'm so out of shape, I'm never going to lose this weight, you're moving toward the wrong thing. I've heard people tell me when you hit 50, it's all downhill. Maybe for you, honey, but not for me. They're declaring they're going down. They're calling in poor health and weakness. Now, I realize we're all going to get old, and we're all going to eventually die. But don't make plans to go downhill. Don't start speaking defeat over your life. Listen to what Caleb in the Bible, Joshua and Caleb. Remember Joshua and Caleb? They were two of the 12 spies that were sent to spy out the promised land. And Joshua and Caleb were the only two who spoke words of faith. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, it says, Caleb quieted the people before Moses, and he said, let us go up at once and take possession, because we are well able to overcome it. Caleb said, come on, let's go right now. We can take this promised land. God is with us. Let's go take possession of it. But what do the other 10 spies say? In verse 31, the other spies said this. They said, we are not able to go up against the people. They are stronger than we are. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they spied out. They said, the land through which we've gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw were men of great stature. We saw the giants there. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. Now, unfortunately, all of the Israelites sided with the 10 spies and believed their bad report. Can I tell you something right now? The majority is not always right. Someone said the majority is always right. No, they're not. There were 2 million Israelites that were wrong. And there were two that were right. Caleb and Joshua. They said, we can do it. Everyone else said, listen, we can't. We can never take the land. And do you know the Bible says in Numbers 14, all the congregation lifted up their voice and they cried and the people wept that night. And they complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we died in the land of Egypt. If only we died in the wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us up to this land to fall by the sword that our wives and our children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt? So they said to one another, let's select a new leader and let's return. Let's go back to Egypt. They all said, we can't take the land. We should go back to Egypt. We should go back to slavery. They said, we're going to die in the wilderness. And listen to what God said to Moses to tell them in Numbers 14, verse 28. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, and just as you've spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. In other words, I'm going to do just what you said. And you know what happened? The Israelites had to wander around the wilderness for 40 years. Should have been a two-week trip. Took them 40 years until they died in the wilderness. And their children rose up. 40 years later, when they finally got to the promised land, 40 years later, in Joshua 14, verse 7, Caleb says this. Caleb says, I was 40 years old at the time Moses sent me from Kadesh Barnea into Canaan as a spy. And when I came back and told them about the land, everything I said was true. The other spies said things that made our people afraid. But I completely trusted the Lord God. The same day I came back, Moses told me, since you were faithful to the Lord God, I promise that the places where you went as a spy will belong to you and your descendants forever. Joshua, it was 45 years ago that the Lord told Moses to make that promise. And now I'm 85. And even though Israel has moved from place to place in the desert, the Lord has kept me alive all this time as he said that he would. I'm just as strong today as I was then. If Caleb can say I'm 85 and I'm just as strong today, then Steve Barry declares I'm going to be just as strong as 85 as I am at 55. He said, I can still fight well in battle. I'm asking you for the hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You were there. You heard the other spies talk about that part of the hill country and the large walled towns where the Anakim live. But maybe the Lord will help me to take their land just as he promised. And do you know it says Joshua prayed that God would help Caleb. And he gave Hebron to Caleb and his descendants. And Hebron still belongs to Caleb's descendants because he was faithful to the Lord God of Israel. Do you know that Caleb got just what he said? He had to wait 45 years for all those doubters to die in the wilderness. But when he was 85, he went and took that land because he was the only one who said, we can do it. We can take the land. And he got just what he said. And all the other spies and all the Israelites got what they said. They died in the wilderness. What do you want, promised land or wilderness? Caleb took his promised land at 85. He ate the fruit of his words. The scripture says about Moses in Deuteronomy 34, verse 7, Moses was 120 years old when he died, and his eyesight was clear, and he was as strong as ever. I remember Pastor Jill and I, we graduated from Rhema Bible College. It was founded by Kenneth E. Hagin, and he went home to be with the Lord a number of years ago. He was 86 years old. And which was a miracle because he wasn't supposed to live past 16. Doctor said he'd never live past 16. Anyway, I want to tell you that to say that. I remember one time I was listening to Kenneth Hagin. He was 83 at the time. And he was preaching down in Miami at Words of Life Church. And we flew from South Africa to come and go 2 weeks to hear Kenneth. We went past Theo and we came over from South Africa. 2 weeks we went. It was a two-week meeting. And I remember him, 83 years old. And he said, He and his wife at that time still had sex 3 times a week. Now, maybe that's not exciting to you, but it is exciting to me because I think that's awesome at 85 years old to still be that healthy. Amen. Someone said, Pastor Steve, you shouldn't mention that in church. Listen, maybe if we spoke about it more in church, our kids wouldn't have to learn about it out there in the world. Because the Bible, let me tell you, sex is good. The Bible talks a lot about it. It's good. When you're married, between a husband and a wife, it's great. That's all I'm saying about that. So in spite of how you feel, in spite of your family medical history, every day you should be declaring, everything about me is getting better and better. My bones, my joints, my ligaments, my blood, my organs, my memory, my vision, my hearing, my talent, my skill, my looks. My youth is being renewed like the eagle, like Caleb, like Moses. I will finish my course as strong as I ever was. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. He's giving life to my mortal body. Now, you don't have to do that if you want to, but I'm doing that. I'm declaring it. Because let me tell you talk like that, you're moving toward renewed youth, health, energy, vitality. It's a lot better than getting up in the morning, looking in the mirror, and saying, oh, man, I'm getting so old. Look at all these wrinkles. Look how bad I look. Look at this gray hair. Look how out of shape I am. You keep saying that. Let me tell you, 5 years is going to be scary. You need to have a better say-so. Amen. Don't talk about the way you are. Talk about the way you want to be. You're prophesying your future. Amen? Amen. Maybe you're in a difficult time today, and instead of complaining, which just draws in more defeat, your declaration should be, I have grace for this season. I'm strong in the Lord. The power of His might. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nothing I face will be too much for me. I will overcome every obstacle. I will outlast every challenge. I will come through every difficulty better than I was before. Because God turns to my advantage what the enemy meant for my harm. If God is for me, hey, who can be against me? When you say that, strength comes, courage comes, confidence comes, endurance comes. If you go through disappointment or loss or a bad break, instead of saying, I don't know how this happened to me, this is so unfair, that's just going to draw in more self-pity. You should be declaring, God, you promised me beauty for ashes. You promised me joy for mourning. I'm not staying here. I'm moving forward. New beginnings are in my future. The rest of my life will be the best of my life. This is my year for supernatural restoration and breakthrough and acceleration in the name of Jesus. You talk like that, you're moving toward double for your trouble. You're moving away from self-pity, and you're moving toward God's goodness in a new way in your life. Amen? Amen. Let me tell you, one of the best things that you can do is take a few minutes every day and make these positive declarations over your life. You can, if you go onto our mobile app, which is free, our mobile app, and you can get it in the app store, we've got a whole section where there are declarations and prayers that you can declare over your life. I encourage you, write down not only your dreams and your goals and your visions, but make a list of any area that you want to improve in, anything you want to see change, and put that list somewhere private that you see it every day. And before you leave the house, take a few minutes and declare that over your life. Make those declarations over your life. If you struggle with self-esteem or if you feel less than, you need to declare every day, I'm confident, I'm valuable, I'm one of a kind, I'm chosen by God. I'm wearing a crown of favor. I'm a masterpiece. You declare that, and you will go out with your shoulders back and your head high. If you struggle with your weight, say, I'm in shape. I am healthy. I am my ideal weight. I'm full of energy. I'm disciplined. My wife used to always tell me, I just got 5 more pounds to lose. Just 5 more pounds. 5 more pounds. I said, you should stop saying that. Because it's 10 years now and you still got 5 more pounds to lose. You should say, I'm the ideal weight. My ideal weight. Are you with me? It may not be true right now, but if you keep saying it, you're going to move towards it. Instead of living guilty and condemned and focused on your past mistakes, rather declare, I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm pleasing to God. I'm living holy by the grace of God. The Bible says in Joel 3, verse 10, let the weak say, I'm so weak. I'm getting weaker. And what does it say? Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the weak say, I'm strong. It doesn't say, let the weak talk about the weakness, call five friends, explain the weakness. No, you cannot talk defeat and have victory. You can't talk sickness and expect to have health. You can't talk lack and expect to prosper. You're going to send your words out in the direction that you want your life to go. Can you say amen? When you're in a tough time and someone says, how you doing? Don't go through this sad country western song of everything that's wrong in your life. Oh, my back's been hurting and the traffic was bad. My boss isn't treating me right. The dishwasher broke and the goldfish died and the dog doesn't like me. Tell them all your problems. All that does is draw in more defeat. You got to turn it around. Have a report of victory. When someone asks you how you're doing, say, I'm doing great. I'm blessed, I'm healthy, I'm prosperous, I'm surrounded by the favor of God. Everything I put my hand to, man, it just everything I'm doing is successful. When you consistently, whatever you consistently talk about, that's what you're moving toward. Proverbs 6, verse 2, you are snared by the words of your mouth. The contemporary English version says you're trapped by your own words. And yet in Proverbs 12, 6, it says the mouth of the upright will deliver them. So here's the question. Your mouth can either trap you or your mouth can deliver you. Your mouth can put you in a trap or your mouth can deliver you. Some people don't realize that they are held by invisible chains of their own words. They've been trapped by their own words. Because you said, I could never do that. I would never be able to do that. And now you can because you said it. It's like the children of Israel said, we can't take the land. And they didn't. No, if you would simply change what you're saying, you'd see a dream come to pass. You'd see a breakthrough. You'd see a healing. You'd see a restoration. Your words can either trap you or your words can deliver you. So it happened to my dad. My dad became a Christian late in his life. I think he was in his 40s when he became a Christian. And, you know, I wasn't raised going to church. I was 16 at the time, and my dad was like just about 40 years, 26 years older than me. So 40 when he gave his life to Christ. And my dad had smoked cigarettes for like 25 years. And he tried to quit, but he couldn't stop. And this is many years ago. My dad went home to be with the Lord in 2013. But I remember our pastor, Pastor Theo, when my dad asked him, he said, you know, I want to quit smoking, but I just can't do it. Pastor Theo said, well, Pat, begin to declare, I have no desire to smoke cigarettes. I can't stand the taste of nicotine. Begin to just say it. And he said it day after day. I have no desire to smoke cigarettes. I can't stand the taste of nicotine. And even when he was smoking, I can't stand the taste of nicotine. I have no desire to smoke cigarettes. I got no desire to smoke. He just keep on saying it. He wasn't talking about things, you know, the way they were. He was calling things that be not as though they were. He was talking about the way he wanted to be. A few months later, my dad was still a new Christian, and Pastor Theo asked him, we're going to go away. We're going to go pray. Just he and my dad were going to go. They went to the mountains, and they went to pray. And Pastor Theo is a real man of prayer. So they would get together and pray for 2 hours. And my dad would be sitting there and just be itching for a cigarette. You know, that's all he could think about. 2 hours, haven't had a cigarette. And they had 2 hours of prayer. So they got a break. My dad rushed back to his room, load up a cigarette, and threw up. And from that day, he could never touch a cigarette again. He never smoked again. He broke that addiction. By the power of his words, he prophesied his future. See, some of you have spent years saying negative things over your life. Oh, I could never break this addiction. My marriage never going to make it. Oh, I'll never be able to get a debt. I'd never be able to do that. Oh, I wish I could go on holiday there, but I'll never be able to afford that. Oh, I wish I could live there, but I'm this beyond my means. You've got to start setting your words out in a new direction because you've been prophesying the wrong thing. You need to get in the habit of making these positive declarations over your life. You listen, if you can't be positive, be quiet. If you can't be positive, be quiet. Don't ever say anything you don't want. David knew this. David said in Psalm 141, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. The Passion Bible says, God, give me grace to guard my lips from speaking what is wrong. And the New Century Version says, Lord, help me control my tongue. Help me be careful about what I say. And the Living Bible says, help me, Lord, to keep my mouth shut. That's the prayer some of you need to pray. That's a good prayer. Lord, help me keep my mouth shut. Be careful what you say, because your words are powerful. Every day declare your dreams are coming to pass. It's not enough just to believe it. Nothing happens until you speak it out. Romans 10 verse 10 says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto. With the heart you believe, but with the mouth confession is made unto. See, when you say of the Lord, then God will do what he promised. Amen. Hebrews 10:23 says we must continue to hold firmly to our declaration of faith, because the one who made the promise is faithful. The Bible says you've got to hold firmly to your confession, your declaration of faith, because the enemy is going to try and deceive you. He's going to try and stop you. He's trying to try and take the confession. He wants you to speak negative. He wants you to speak death. He wants you to speak sickness. The devil doesn't want you speaking life. He doesn't want you speaking blessing. So he's going to try and take that confession from you. You got to hold firmly to your declaration of faith. Amen. Let me lead you in some declarations today. Say this like you mean it today. Say, I am blessed. Say, I am prosperous. Say, I am strong. Say, I am healthy. I am talented. I'm focused. Say, I'm attractive. Say, I am confident. I am secure. I am disciplined. Say, I am focused. I already said that. Say, I'm well-liked. I am favored. Say, I have a great personality. The right people are in my future. The right opportunities are headed my way. I will accomplish my dreams. I will overcome every obstacle. 2021 is my year for acceleration and breakthrough. Say, things have shifted in my favor. I declare God's incredible blessing over my life. Say, I will see an explosion of God's goodness in my life. Say, sudden good breaks are coming my way. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It'll elevate me to a higher level than I ever dreamed of. Say, explosive blessings, come on, are coming my way. This is my declaration. God is about to show me something that I've never seen before. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. It's going to be greater than I ever imagined. I'm the redeemed of the Lord, and I'm saying so today in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, the scripture says in Song of Solomon in chapter 7, verse 8, now I decree I will ascend and arise. I decree I will ascend and arise this year. I declare and decree that our church will ascend and arise to new levels this year. We are moving to a higher position in the name of Jesus. I decree it. How about you? Did you get something out of this morning? Why don't you give God thanks and praise for his word today, Lord? We thank you for your word today. Why don't you bow your head for a moment? I want to pray for you. Would you do that? Just remain seated if you don't mind. Just about a few more minutes. We're almost done. But this is so important. Thank you, Kelly. While heads are bowed and while eyes are closed, listen, if you are not sure where you stand with the Lord today, if you're not sure if all is right between you and God today, I want to ask you this question. If you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure that you would go to heaven? Or would you have to be honest? Say, Pastor Steve, if I died today, I hope I'd go to heaven. I do believe in God. I'm a member of such and such a church. Listen, I'm not asking you if you belong to a church. I'm not even asking you if you believe in God. What I am asking you is, if you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure, that you know without any doubt, that you would go to heaven? Because let me tell you the good news is, you can be sure about it. You can walk out of here today. You can know that all is right, all is well between you and God. You can walk out of here today and you can know for sure when you die, heaven is where you're going to spend all of eternity. Let me tell you, heaven is a real place. There is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shun. I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to stand up. But right where you're sitting, while we have our heads bowed and our eyes closed, if you say, Pastor Steve, include me in that prayer that you're going to pray, because I want to make sure that all is right and all is well between me and God. And I want to be sure when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. If that's you, if you want to be included in this prayer, I want you just to lift your hand up right now. Just raise your hand. If your hand is raised, you're included in this prayer. Just slip it up right now. Thank you. I see hands being raised. God bless you today. If you're not sure what would happen to you, if you died today, you need to pray this prayer. Lift up your hand right now and join with us. I'm looking for hands. If your hand is raised, you're included in this prayer. Thank you. I want everyone who raised their hand, I want you to say this prayer. The scripture says in Romans 10 and verse 9, it's on the screen. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's how you get saved. That's how you go to heaven, is by believing that Jesus rose from the dead and confessing him to be the Lord of your life. So I want you to say this prayer. Everyone, will you please say this prayer with them? Everyone together, say, dear God, thank you that you love me so much that you sent your son, the Lord Jesus, to come to this earth for me, to die on a cross for me so that I could be saved. You said that if I would believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if I would confess that he is Lord, I would be saved. Say it with me. Say, I do this today. I declare, Jesus, you are Lord of my life. From today, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to follow you. And I thank you because I have received you. I am now saved. I am born again. I'm a child of God. God, you're my very own Father. And I am your very own child. Heaven is my home. And my name is written down in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody said amen and amen. Amen. Come on, give God thanks and praise for these people today that received Jesus. If you lifted your hand for that prayer, I want to ask you just remain seated for a couple of minutes. When we close, we have a gift for you, and we have our volunteers saw you today. Raise your hand. They're going to bring you a gift before you go home. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Jill. If you want it, you got to say it.
Great word today. Hope it encouraged you. We have just one more thing that we're going to do before we end service and we head out for baptism. We're going to have an opportunity to give into the kingdom of God. Amen. And so thank you for your enthusiasm. Anna Cartwright was going to just say a few words.
Thank you. Hello, family. How are you guys today? We're glad to see you all here. Well, there's someone special in the house today whose birthday is this week. Our beloved Pastor Steve, on Thursday his birthday is, and so we're excited to be able to honor him. And we've been with Steve and Jill for Micah was 3 months old when we came here, so how old are you, Micah? 21, 22, 22. So we've been here a long time, and we can say that Pastor Steve is our spiritual father, and we sang a song, the last song today was about our Heavenly Father, and we honor him, and he was the perfect father. And how many of you have natural fathers? Everybody has a natural father, or you're not Jesus. Anyway, so we all have natural fathers. So we honor our fathers on their birthday, right? From Kentucky, my family has, there's 9 siblings in our house. So when it's, birthdays are a big deal for us in our family, and we've carried that tradition on in my own family, but when it was Daddy's birthday, there was presents and cards and all kinds of stuff. And Pastor Steve is our spiritual father. If you've been in this house for any length of time, he is your spiritual father. And we are blessed to have him. And we want to honor those. And so there's a scripture I just want to try to find. It was well, Jill called me this morning. She said, would you do it? I would be happy to, because you think about all the work he does for us. He on a Saturday, he comes on his day off, and not really his day off, but puts the baptism tank together and deals with a big hole in the middle of it and has to run to Walmart. He and his buddies, putting it all together. So he's always thinking about us, and he's praying in tongues every day over us. And you can't buy that stuff, guys. You can't buy that. And so the scripture I wanted to read was, and now, friends, we ask you to honor those leaders who work so hard for you, who have been given the responsibility of urging and guiding you along in your obedience. Overwhelm them with appreciation and love. So we want to overwhelm Pastor Steve today, right? That's our, I found that today. I was like, that's the Passion Translation in 1 Thessalonians 5. So here's some green envelopes that are in your seat to honor Pastor Steve, the month of or green and orange maybe. And there's a little card in there. So son, drop an envelope in with some cash or a check to Pastor Steve, and then write a little note. And there's also another way to give. It's online. We have a little, click the link for to give to Pastor Steve's birthday if you want to give online at the Ascend app. And so thank you all.
Thank you, Anna. Appreciate that. That's a good scripture. I believe that. Even if you weren't my husband, I'd still believe that, right? So thank you for that. I want to read two verses from Proverbs as we get ready to receive the offering. There are envelopes in the seats where you are. Those that are watching, it's very simple. You can click to give online. Just want to say to our visitors, no pressure whatsoever. Please, this is free will. Whoever would like to give, give. It's between you and the Lord. No pressure. Proverbs 11. And you know, Proverbs is a book of wisdom. You know, just like Pastor Steve, we had read some scriptures from there today. It always gives you the two scenarios. Do it this way, and this is what happens. Do it that way, this is what you get. So wisdom, right? Here we go. There is one who generously scatters abroad and yet increases all the more. And there's one who withholds, that is, what is justly due, but it results only in want and poverty. So there's two. There's one who's giving and seeing increase, and there's another one who's holding on more than they should, and it's resulting in poverty. Verse 25, it says, the generous man, say the generous man, is a source of blessing and shall be prosperous and enriched. People get nervous about the word prosperity. You need to read your Bible. God is all for prosperity. He blesses his people. You meet any Jewish person and they believe it and they know it because the word of God says it. The generous man is a source of blessing. So not only are you, when you're generous, being a blessing to others, but in turn, you are being prospered and enriched. It says, and he who waters shall himself be watered, reaping the generosity that he has sown. Isn't that amazing? So today, as you give, thank you to those who are so faithful to tithe and to give. Everything that happens in this church, you think, you know, we see Pastor Steve up here, or I do a little bit, or you see certain visual things. Let me tell you, the people that tithe and give are the ones that make everything take place in this, that allow for it, right? What you do is a spiritual work. It is sowing into the kingdom of God and enabling us to do whatever it is we're able to do. The lives that are changed, the people that get baptized, it is a result, a direct result.
That's right.
Of your giving.
Yes.
So we thank you for it. We
yes.
thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes.
Thank you to those watching online. Go
yes.
ahead and give. We're going to pray. I'm going to pray over this
Amen.
Right now. Father, we thank you for your word
yes,
that
Lord.
Always distinguishes
yes,
between those who follow
yes,
you and those who don't. Between
yes.
those who follow your word and those who don't.
Yes.
And so, Father, today we choose
yes.
we choose to follow your word. We choose to follow generosity. We thank you. I thank you for every person as they tithe and as they give today. Even those that give towards Pastor Steve, bless them, Lord, as your word
yes, Lord.
Declares. Thank you for prosperity
Amen.
And increase and doors of opportunity
yes.
and new business contracts and new
yes.
streams of income and blessings and increase upon their life. Thank you for your provision in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your giving. Praise God. We are going to be having a baptism. I want to ask, as we get ready to close right now, all those getting baptized, you're going to get changed. We're going to be meeting right outside. Also, we're going to be serving hamburgers and hot dogs. Ray and his team are grilling for us. They've got hot dogs going. They've got hamburgers going for free. For free.
And then we have birthday cake.
Birthday cake
really
as well. That's right.
A really large birthday cake. So
we have
do
a birthday
not leave
cake.
Without a big piece of that.
There
and
you go.
Bonnie, go on.
Church, join me and let's celebrate our spiritual father's birthday and
Praise
sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor Steve.
Thank you. Thank you. I like the Stevie Wonder version. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, I like that version. God bless. We love you. We'll see you next time. We'll see you at the baptism.